and thank you for joining me today. I'm at Coffee at the Point, and I am with Ryan Cobbins, owner of The Point. It's so great to be able to stop by and visit with you, Ryan.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate it.
And the reason I'm here, there is a great fundraiser that's going on right now for a new espresso machine. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are working on a community crowdfunding campaign to help raise funds for a new espresso machine. And so it just so happens that the other day, on Saturday, we celebrated our 7th year of being in Five Points. And in that 7 years, we've been working with the same espresso machine, and it's just run down. We can't get maintenance done on it now because every time we open it up to get something done, another tubing falls apart. And so, and by far, it's like the flagship of any coffee shop, and it's almost like buying a car. And so we've thought of this creative way of how to get the community involved in helping us purchase a new espresso machine, knowing that the espresso machine is for them and everything that we do here is for them. And so it kind of fits in with us being this community-inspired, community-driven coffee shop that really caters to our community and not just local to Five Points, but all over Denver. We seem to be like that central meeting location space for a lot of people that come here to meet. And you know, we were talking the other day about the amount of space that we donate. I mean, we donate 99% of the meeting space that we provide for the community, we end up donating. And so how can we do these things and help the community help us and vice versa? So we thought of this creative way through Indiegogo. So far, we've been able to raise about 50%, a little over 50% of the funds. Still have a little bit of ways to go. The campaign will go through December 24th, and it's not just giving money. On our site, you can actually get an assortment of different perks and discounts in exchange for folks contributing and helping out with our campaign.
Okay, so two questions for you. You mentioned Indiegogo, and then you said your site. Is there a specific site set up for the fundraiser, or is it just the Coffee at the Point website?
So yeah, you can get through it through a number of different ways. CommunityEspresso.com is one way. You can go through our Facebook page, Facebook, and of course, we're Coffee at the Point. You can go through our main webpage, which is coffeeatthepoint.com. Easiest way is just communityespresso.com.
Okay, and what is Indiegogo?
Indiegogo is this crowdfunding platform. So it allows individuals and businesses to really seek help in terms of funding. And so there's an assortment of projects, from new projects to existing projects. Projects like the one we have with our espresso machine. And so the range of things that are on there is pretty broad.
Okay, and have you all been doing any type of events, maybe small in-house concerts or anything just to help with the fundraising or different things like that?
You know, we've done a few events. And so we had a launch event, of course, about 2 weeks ago where we had some live music and did a bunch of gave out some free food and did a bunch of things like that. And now it's just a matter of just having conversations with our customers and having conversations with even the people that I know that love and care about Coffee at the Point. And so, and that's what we've been doing. In a couple of weeks, we'll actually celebrate our 7th year anniversary. I'm not huge in celebrating things for me. I would rather, if you're having a meeting, I would rather host that meeting and, you know, and kick that meeting off for you versus having something that's for me. And so I'm more hesitant on having a party for me than I probably should be.
So when is that big anniversary date?
So the second Saturday in December, we're going to have a huge celebration with live music. We'll do some drink specials. We'll have some free pastries that folks can taste. Our hope as well is to bring in some additional products that folks can taste and actually give us their feedback on these products. And so it should be pretty fun.
And as far as just like being here right now, how, let's say I'm the average person and I walk in, is there a donation jar up front, or, you know, are there signs? What can I just as a regular consumer do to help out with the fundraiser?
Yeah, absolutely. And so one of the things that we didn't do is put a donation jar up front just because I didn't want to hurt the money that our staff makes, because of course everything in Denver is rising, and the last thing I want to do is take away from their ability to earn some tip money. But we have signs, our staff have these little business cards that we're giving folks, and it's a very non-intrusive kind of ask. Folks can definitely give at the register. Our folks are can take those donations right away, or folks can come on in, sit down, and go to communityespresso.com and donate right there and have access to a number of perks and discounts as well.
All right, and you said it's been almost 7 years now that you all have been in business. How did the Coffee at the Point come to be?
You know, I am probably the last person that you would ever think to be in coffee. I mean, before opening Coffee at the Point, I think I drank a vanilla latte with extra vanilla syrup from Starbucks once every 4 or 5 months.
Okay.
But I live in the neighborhood as well. In fact, at that time, I was living 2 blocks away, and the space was becoming available. And so, long story short, I think started the project late February of 2010. Finally opened up November 13th, 2010, and kind of between February and November, it was a crash course in owning and operating a coffee shop, owning and operating a business. Spent a week in Michigan at a barista school that went through drink recipe to really how to operate a business. But more than anything, one of my philosophies is before I was good, I was bad. And so for me, it didn't really make a difference what business venture I was going to do. I was going to be horrible at it at first and then kind of slowly, gradually get better. And so it just so happens, and it's pretty amazing, especially in an area that's revitalizing itself as well, for us to be 7 years. And so I've lost all my hair, but it's been fun.
Okay. And also, too, sometimes I don't know if this is dating myself or you or anybody else, but the TV show Cheers, where people would just come in and there's all these regulars. Are you happening to find a lot of regulars coming in a lot of times?
We do, and I think I credit our staff. We have an unbelievable group of folks that work here. I couldn't say enough about them. They do an unbelievable job taking care of me. And I say that because they definitely work hard to take care of customers. They're genuine, caring folks that I think when folks walk in, our staff, you know, they all say hi to them, and they all kind of try to take that extra effort. Now, some of that's part of training, but a larger part of that is the fact that we've been able to hire folks that, like, this is part of their DNA to serve and to give back to the community and to serve the community. And so that's been really fun to be here.
All right, so the espresso machine, is it kind of like the lifeblood of the Point then?
The espresso machine is the lifeblood. Now, we have a number of different products here, from gelato, made-to-order sandwiches. We also have beer and wine as well. But our flagship is our espresso machine. And I remember when we first purchased it, I mean, when we purchased the one that we have now, which was 7 years ago, 7.5 years ago, I mean, it was about $15,000. And so I credit Coffee at the Point, I credit the community. You know, I think a lot of places fight to stay open past even 3 years, and we're lucky to make it 7, and it's time. I mean, it's time for a new espresso machine. We could be making drinks in half the time that we're making drinks now. I'm all about quality and consistency. We have 16 staff that work here, so making and ensuring that things are consistent. So if you get a drink, come in at 8 o'clock in the morning to get a drink, that drink's the exact same at 8 p.m. A new machine actually does that work for us. And so we've got a lot of work to do. It's an all or nothing campaign as well. And so, and all that means is, like, we have to raise the $25,000. If we're even a dollar short, that all that money goes back to, just gets refunded back to everybody that gave. And so we're working hard, and like I said, we've got about 2 or 3 weeks left. We're about 51% funded, and so slowly getting there.
All right, and once again, if I or anybody want to make any type of donation, what are the websites or the ways to give?
Yeah, so please give. We are, and I'll mention this as well, so we're completely independent, locally owned, and so there's this part of me that just wants the masses to champion, like, these small mom and pop shops, right? And so you can go to communityespresso.com. You can go to our website, coffeeatthepoint.com. definitely feel free to come on in, and we'd love it if you came in to get a chance to experience coffee at the Point. We're probably one of the larger coffee shops in the Denver metro area, a little over 3,000 square feet of space. And so so those are a few ways you can help us out.
Also, any type of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, different things like that?
Absolutely. We're on all of that. So Instagram at Coffee at the Point. Our Twitter handle is coffee_the_point. Our website, of course, like I mentioned, coffeeatthepoint.com. And then, of course, Facebook, Coffee at the Point. So, yeah.
Great. Well, Ryan, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to stop by. And once again, if anybody is interested, he has just mentioned some of the ways to give. And good luck on getting to your goal, the $25,000.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Todd, for joining me. I know you've come to the Coffee at the Point for, what, a couple months, couple years now?
Yeah, I would say about 6 months.
And what keeps you coming back time after time?
You know, I think for myself, the most important part about this place is the energy that comes from just being here. It's clear that this is more than just a coffee shop. It is a center point for the entire neighborhood. You see community meetings happening here, friends meeting up, lots of activities going on. It's just clear that this is a place within the neighborhood that people come together to interact and engage, really is a part of the growth of the neighborhood.
Okay, Katie, thank you so much for joining me. I know you're an employee here at Coffee at the Point, and this has been a great experience so far. I came down actually during the Five Points Jazz Festival as well, so it was a busy time. And I know you've been here for a couple years. What has kept you here for this long at Coffee at the Point?
Coffee at the Point, what I love about it is that it really is like a little family, and I think that, you know, I've been here for so many years, and so we've had a lot of people who come in and out just because of, like, the nature of the job.
Yeah.
But really, what I think is still true even now is that, like, the people who come into the shop, like, as staff, like, if you're looking for friends in a community and a family, like, you really find it here because we like to spend time together outside of the shop. We really get to know each other, like, really well. And I think that also just helps our communication behind the counter. And it really just, I think, only amplifies, hopefully, like, the service that we're able to give to people because we also just enjoy each other's company. We care about each other. And Ryan also really sets the culture for that as well. Like, that's a big thing for him. So it's really with his leadership that is able to exist in the way that it does. And then the people that we've been able to hire have just, like, made the environment here what it is.